Welcome to the Nerd Party.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
And this is City Alpha 3.
City Alpha 3, a Star Trek podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Prue, with my fellow, I was going to say we were in a shuttlecraft, like a smaller ship, but we're not on a ship, we're marooned on the planet. So maybe we're actually only marooned on the moon for this episode, because it's smaller. I don't know. My analogy was...
Are we in a binary star system? Because that would make sense.
We could be in a binary
system. For some reason, just this week...
Or, I hope not, because it sounds pretty dangerous.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Guys. New Star Trek. It's happened. We're here. Yeah.
I've waited so long for this day.
I mean, it's a couple of years. But yes. No, it's very exciting. I mean, not counting the movies, but yes.
Right. So here's our plan, Study Alpha's plan. You will be hearing this as of Tuesday, which is a day and a half ish after the two episodes were released. We are going to, of course, have our normally scheduled program on Friday, where we're going to delve into the deep. We're going to do the Star Trek thing. We're going to get into all the details and the minutia of the show. Trust me, we're looking forward to that a lot. But we wanted to give you guys something, a little quick kind of overview, our initial thoughts and feelings about these two episodes that were released.
Yeah, Daniel, I could just read information from the screen, but as your podcast officer, I'm going to provide a little bit more insight.
Exactly. So look forward to our long form, I don't want to call it a review, but our overview, our
deep dive
analysis on the show on Friday. But right now we're just going to give you a quick little supplemental, just our initial thoughts. So guys, I'm just going to throw it at you. Wherever you want to start, but again, we're not going to do detailed stuff. We're just big picture. What was your overall impressions when you got done watching? How do you feel about it now? New Star Trek, so go.
I'd say, to pull a quote from RoboCop, I like it.
It's one of those things, I watched the first episode, as some people did, on proper CBS, with commercials and all that stuff. And so it was kind of weird, though, because when the episode ended, I mean, I guess you could tell, it was a stopping point, but, you didn't really know, and you had to wait for the commercials, and then there was end credits. You're like, oh, so it's over, I guess. But anyway, you're like, oh, what happens next? What happens next? I'm fumbling with my phone, trying to get the all-access, smashing it with my fist to get the all-access to work, which doesn't work that way.
It's almost like they set it up so you would want to get all-access to find out what happens in the second episode.
Well, of course, I've already had it, but just getting it to turn on and get my Chrome working, and then anyway, and then at the end of the second episode, I'm like, what? And so that was sort of where I was, and so I had a reaction, and then as I was telling you guys earlier before we started recording, going to bed, I was just still, my head was buzzing of, good, bad, critiques, praises, everything of just like all this new Star Trek discovery. And so it's certainly something to talk about, and I'm glad we have it.
I was, up until yesterday, I've been a little on edge about a little nervous about it, only because there's all this drama and stuff going on behind the scenes, and we didn't really know exactly what to expect. But it was about halfway through the first episode that I was like, I'm watching Star Trek. And I think that's the best compliment I can give it. It wasn't perfect by any means or anything like that, but I really enjoyed the experience, and I'm definitely looking forward to what's going to come in the future. And so I am very excited about some of the things that it sets up, and we'll get into that, like I said, later on in the week. But I am ready to go. I'm all on board for Discovery at this point. And I was, we'll get into that. I really want to get into like too much of the.
Yeah, details, I had a similar feeling where I just had kind of put it out of my mind. I mean, everyone was like, "Oh, 3 days to Discovery, 2 days to Discovery," and I'm just like, you know, until I can literally just sit down and push play, I got other things to focus on. And then when it's time, you know, sit down, put your headphones on, and just go. And I'm just like, you know what? I purposely have tried to not look online. I've tried to not try to spoil anything. Not because I care about plot points so much. More is I just didn't want to even be a part of the discussion until I've seen it. Because no one's seen it yet. I mean, there are a handful of people had seen it at the premiere, but most people hadn't. And so I'm like, I'm just going to let this wash over me and just go for the ride. And it was a great ride. It's a 2017, you know, streaming, high budget, high production value show. And I agree with you, Daniel. It felt like Star Trek. It had the right elements, and we'll definitely get it into our detail, but it felt like Star Trek, but it also felt like smart science fiction. And I really liked that. Characters made good decisions. They made good decisions. I mean, yeah, not every decision was good, but I'm meaning.
Well,
yeah, I mean, but I guess
it's no life sentence decision.
Well, I don't mean good decision as far as like the story. I mean more like in classic Star Trek. They like there's a scene where they're trying to get a signal. And they're like, give me that signal. I need that signal. And the officer's just like, there is no signal, Captain. Like, I'm trying, but literally there's nothing. And it made me think, okay, in classic Star Trek, they would have thrown technobabble at that and being like, okay, I'm going to activate the reverse isolinear, you know, data center super rod. And oh, okay, now, oh, no, it's not working. But we didn't have that. I'm not saying technobabble is bad. I'm not saying I don't want there to be technical terms, but I love, and it's refreshing when you have it. Most of the instances, everything felt natural of what people were saying. It's like, okay, that's what someone would say in that situation. And again, nothing was perfect, but I love those moments where it's smart sci-fi and you feel like the characters are saying things that they would say in universe.
And then as far as like the music and the titles, I know they came out earlier, which I guess that's good, you know, promotion. I don't know why they did that though, but I mean, I didn't listen or look because I'm like, I just want to see it when it happens. And so it was sort of an interesting experience. I was telling my wife upon my fourth viewing of the titles, because I watched two episodes twice, you know, there's like three movements. I mean, I'm not a music person, so don't listen to me, but like, you know, or four movements, I think, because you have your, you know, dun 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 dun, you know, that's your TOS. Then you sort of have your general kind of melody. Mm-hmm. Then you have what I call the DeVry Institute melody of the, like, you know, we bring good things to life, like ding, 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 ding. You know, I just think of like there should be some sort of like general, like it's technology or something, or like a drug commercial or something. And then you have the fourth,
and then it ends
like,
with the fourth. Yeah,
dur, 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 dur. Yeah,
so. I agree. It did feel like that. It's bookended by the super familiar, but it has the original in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So it avoids some mistakes, perhaps some of the more recent other Star Treks made with their.
Well, I mean, but, now Darren and I had a pre-recording debate. It's not a very memorable. Like, I don't think I'll be humming this in the shower or like playing now. Darren disagrees, but it hasn't stuck to me. Maybe after I hear it 28 times. But hey, Faith of the Heart, I know that song. I can say that song. But like this one, I'm like, you know, do 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 do.
Well, think more like Deep Space Nine. Like Deep Space Nine has, right. And I'm not saying DS9 doesn't have a melody, but I'm saying this does have a melody. But it's not like TNG where it's really strong the entire time. And very repetitive and very memorable. And Voyager too. Like Voyager has a theme. Like I could quote it and sing it, but I feel like maybe it, even if you feel like it's not there in your memory yet, I think it'll get there and it'll become memorable just like the others are.
So if we're talking title sequence at this point, How do you guys feel about the visuals of the title sequence? I got a very almost James Bond.
That's true. Yeah, I did have a little bit of that too. Like, there's like that Orion slave girl in the corner that was kind of like waving around. that was a little out of place, I thought. But
well, you know, this is obvious, but I'll say it anyway. So it's the drawing board, right? That's sort of the motif.
Are they going back to the drawing board, Philip?
I guess. But like, because you even have like at the end, I'm like, is it even going to say Discovery? Because it's like, the music's ending. It's just a Star Trek. I'm like, Discovery! You know?
Yeah.
But it's interesting because, you know, I was saying this to my wife as well, you know, as we were watching the titles the third or fourth time, and I'm like, you know, half the titles we know, it makes sense. You know, oh, it's Communicator, it's a whatever. But there's stuff now, I'm like, what is that? Are we going to be revealed? You know, what does the claw mean? What are the two hands,
they're obviously
are we going to find out what this means?
They're spacesuit hands, and that's a tether. That's a claw tether for like a spacesuit to clip onto it. But yeah, I was not surprised by it at all. Insofar that this is a title sequence that came out post Enterprise and Enterprise backlash and rebooting a series or whatever, like starting up a series 12 years later. It's like it totally made sense in that mindset, at least to me. Like, okay, they're going to keep it safe. They're going to use a lot of really iconic Star Trek symbols. It was a very safe intro. It wasn't like, we're going to go off the board. We're going to show the ship, but it's very like monochromatic. So again, I'm not saying it was terrible. I'm just saying I wasn't surprised by it.
I mean, this is getting too deep, I know, but I'm going to ask anyway. Is it a meta title or is it literal? By this, I mean, are we seeing the producers, you know, drawing the Discovery, drawing the designing?
Like they're literally
the
creating it.
Or are we seeing the in the universe of just like, this is the things that inhabit this universe? It's the ship.
It did feel a little meta. It did feel like we're designing the elements of a Star Trek show. Not, this is Star Trek, and I'm in the universe, and I'm building my ship like the end of Beyond, you know?
Yeah, no, I thought it was more to be like, hey, this is Star Trek, audience. This is the elements that you recognize from Star Trek, and you're now going to be watching Star Trek. Oh, did we mention
it's Star Trek? Yeah. Star Trek? Yeah,
so, like, yeah. They even give you. Is that why it's at the end? It just says Star Trek. You're like, oh yes. Oh, Discovery. Okay.
Yeah. And in case you had your eyes shut at that moment, they have the Oh, it's Star Trek.
There's one more thing I think we should talk about real quick. Because it's actually been kind of a perfect kind of conversation that we've had here. And the final thing I want to cover is the story itself, the two episodes, and moving forward. So we were having a group discussion, obviously, a bunch of us here on the Nerd Party, about the episodes. I think it was Tristan who mentioned that these two, it kind of reminded him of Battlestar Galactica, where these two episodes are essentially
miniseries.
The miniseries, and then we're going to get the series proper during the third episode. Because
the prologue,
There is no Discovery in these two episodes.
It was in the title sequence, Daniel.
Coming up next time on Star Trek Discovery. The Star Trek Discovery.
Next week on an exciting episode of Star Trek Discovery.
Captain Picard is kidnapped by the Borg. Wrong season. Okay, actually, if that guy's still alive, could he come back and re-record all the Discovery intros? Oh my gosh, it'd be so awesome.
Oh, I don't even care if they get that guy to do it, as long as it's
like the style,
the same way that those old Star Trek.
Oh my gosh!
I feel like we interrupted you, Dan.
Now I'm gonna forget where my point was. But I think that's probably the case here. When I was watching the show, these two episodes, I just kept thinking to myself, okay, Discovery's the next thing that's happening. Discovery's
right.
Going to show.
Yeah.
You thought the Europa,
like they're falling in. Yeah.
Yep. Was
yeah.
going to be Discovery.
Oh, a tractor beam. Yeah, I wonder what ship that. Oh, wait. That no, that's not the ship.
And then I was wondering, I'm like, okay, it's not going to be, it can't be the Enterprise. There's no way they're going
to.
They're going to save that for something, I'm sure. But I'm like, okay, it's got to be Discovery. Nope, not Discovery. So, we haven't met any of the primary cast of the show, except for,
Michael.
Michael and Mr. Saru.
The guys.
Mr. Saru. Yeah. Uh-huh. Love Saru. Oh, and, my gosh. Such a good character.
And not counting the Klingons.
Well, not counting the Klingons, but the principal. Human, yeah. Human,
Starfleet.
You know
Federation.
I mean, Starfleet cast. And then, of course, Sarek as well. That's true. And they're saving a good chunk of the show. So it's really interesting to see that we do get two full episodes here, which is essentially kind of a prequel, a little bit right before. So how did you guys feel about that? Were you disappointed at all by that, or does that just make you kind of more excited?
I think it could have been packaged a little better. Like if they had released all of this, like I get why they did it because of the cliffhanger, like to get people on All Access. But if they had released this as it's the 2-hour pilot, it really is. It needs to be watched together. And I think if they had done, so just a little more repackaging of here's the prologue and then episode 3 or whatever is the beginning. But if I remember correctly, I think initially they were going to have 13 episodes and they bumped it up to 15. And I think that kind of makes more sense. I mean, I could be remembering the numbers wrong, but I think that makes more sense.
Well, you're right. That they you have the numbers. Yeah.
Yeah. But this makes sense as you have this 2-part kind of prologue, episode 1 and 2, and then now you have your 13 episode series after that. So I'm excited for next week. I'm ready to get for more, and I hope those that watched the first episode or the first 2 episodes, you know, at least stick around for another week to see the mission statement of what the real mission is going to be, because I feel we're going to get that next week.
Yeah, because I think, you know, if we do this, if we're doing a Star Trek podcast, like 5 or 10 years from now, and we're doing our, you know, compare the pilots, like, this is a really one that's not, I mean, I'm not talking about the quality, but, like, as a pilot, it's not good, because you don't see anyone, you know, like, you don't see the ship, you don't see, I mean, no, it's good, you know, but, and so it's hard
it's
to
it's the prologue more than the pilot.
Yeah, and so, you know, this is not the 2-hour premiere, like you said, and I would have been curious if you said, if it had been 2 hours on the CBS, which is probably CBS didn't want it to 2 hours, but you know, if it would have been smarter to go that way, like you said, 2-hour premiere on CBS, and then see the Discovery and everything else on All Access. But, like you said, I can see the marketing the other side of having the cliffhanger, and then so, you know. But then, it also comes back to me that when the advertising, you know, early on, when Fuller was still, you know, 100% there, was, you know, this is going to be chapters in a novel. And I remember thinking, like, well, what does that mean? I mean, you can throw that around. What does that really mean? But I can see it now. I can see episode 1 is a very short chapter 1. Episode 2 sort of like continues on, you know, short chapter 2. So I don't know if they're all going to be like that, but I can see that it does look like chapters in the novel that is the first series season.
I mean, the bulk of the series is yet before us. So, I mean, not that we can't judge or critique, but I mean, there's still a lot for them to show. It's not like that was the season finale and we're like, what was that? You gave us nothing. You know, there's still 13 episodes left.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, like, we meet, you know, what, 8, 9 maybe characters, and by the end, 2 of them are gone. So it's going to be very different next week. And I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what's going to happen. But again, it is a separate kind of a thing than what we've gotten so far.
And it'll be interesting to see, because and I did like All Access did autoplay, because I've never autoplayed on All Access before. Usually I'm just watching one episode of like a Big Brother or Survivor or something. But, you know, I was watching episode 1 and I'm like, and then just went to episode 2. I was like, oh, that's good. But, you know, at the end of episode 2, both, now when I watched on CBS, episode 2 had a different teaser. It was similar, but slightly different than what I saw in All Access at the end of episode 2. But it's both was sort of like, here's your season 1 trailer. But I'll be interested to see what each, at the end of each episode, are they going to have a, you know, next week on, I mean, I know we just made fun of it, but like, they did that. Episode 1 did that on CBS, and then episode 2 did that both on All Access, or, you know, did that on All Access. And so I'll be interested to see whether they continue to tease, whether that was just sort of a, we're prepping you for the season, and then after that, you're on your own.
Yeah, well, I guess we will find out. So there you have it. Some quick and dirty thoughts from us here at SETI Alpha 3. Please, please give a listen to our episode that's coming out this Friday, where we will go in-depth. And I promise we will talk all about the lens flares, the sound effects, the references, Everything that you can want to talk about, I'm sure we are just as eager to talk about it as you are to listen to it. So give a listen to that on Friday. All right, everyone. We'll see you on Friday. I'm Daniel Pru.
I'm Philip Robot Head Gilfus.
Come
on, hurry this up, Darren.
I come in peace. I'm Darren.
Stranded here at SETI Alpha 3.